I am who I am because of her. And I believe you are who you are because of her. But you call her nothing. You call her nothing. I mean, she gave life. She's a wife. She's a mother. She's a friend. She's a sister. A survivor to the end. Appreciate her. We don't dare give or ask her worries. We don't care, wipe away her tears. They are invisible as a. She works, she cleans, she laughs, helps comfort, and hides the pain. When you struggle, when you're down, she pulls you through. And all of this is her. And what do we do? We complain, create a mess, provide stress, and leave her feeling depressed. She was raised. She was raised, tortured and abused. Told her she has nothing and will always be used for pleasure. We call her names, and she answers with pride, dignity, and a whole self-esteem. And you still call her nothing. You call her nothing. I call it smart, strong, sensual, caring, and giving. But most of all, I call her woman.
What's up, guys? It's your girl Tulufelo Makau, and I'm back and better, baby. And you're currently listening to It's a Coffee Date. Well, it's been a while, but hey, I'm back now. I am back, and you know what? I'm not gonna blame it on COVID or anything like that. No, I was just busy with other important things in life. But yeah, like I said, I am back with an interesting topic once again. So this time we will be discussing whatever turns you on. What turns you on, baby? So mainly we'll be talking about sexual attractions, you know, and situational attraction, babes, and sex drive. What else? Sexual arousal in the male and in female also. But you know what? For today, we'll be focusing on what turns you on, which goes with the sexual attraction. Well, whew, I know my topics are a bit tense, nyana, but anyways, let's get right into it. So, what is sexual attraction? Well, from my point of view, again, you know me, guys, like it. I just feel like everyone has their own opinion and perspective, and yeah, there are different views on certain things in life. But my opinion is that sexual attraction is not the same as sexual arousal, yeah? And it is also not the same as love. Come on, think about it. You can be sexually attracted without being sexually aroused, and you can be both sexually attracted and aroused without being in love. It happens. You can be sexually attracted to someone, but you're not in love with them. You know, you can also love someone without being in love. Guys, think about it. We find at times, or certain people find themselves in situations whereby they love someone, but they are not in love. Even in relationships, it happens whereby you find yourself being in a relationship and then you love this person, but you're just not in love with them. And that's when we find situations whereby people start cheating on their partner because they are not in love with them. They just love them, but hey, I'm not in love with you. Understand? In the sense that you may love your parents, but you are not in love with them. Understand? So yeah, then we have to get to the situational attraction. I mean, when our capacity to become sexually attracted is awakening, we generate a lot of sexual energy that needs expression. As a result, we unconsciously look for a focus for this energy. This is when we fall in love, you know, with our like schoolmaster, the gym mistress, or an older family friend, or even the taxi driver. Hey, guys. But I'm telling you, it's life. Those things happen, you know. I mean, it could be termed as a case where a case of sexual attraction waiting to happen. Sometimes this energy is forced on a member of the same sex, you know, perhaps an older girl at school. This does not mean that we or you are becoming a lesbian, you know, who will always be attracted only to other women. No, or homosexual, or and attracted to men, you know, if we are male or if you are male. Rather, we are using the person of the same sex as a focus for as yet unidentified feelings and undeveloped psychosexual needs. Unfortunately, if the focus, meaning the person, is a deviant, he or she may take advantage of the situation, and the boy or girl could get seriously hurt in both a physical and an emotional sense. You know, it happens. In which a very young girl becomes involved with a much older man can easily occur at this time, because you know, a young girl is likely to focus her romantic notions on anyone who pays her what she sees as sophisticated attention. I mean, very young girls have a powerful, well, almost irresistible attraction for many older men, but becoming involved when you are still sexually or psychosexually and emotionally immature can stunt your development for life. Strangely enough, attraction also occurs when people find themselves in dangerous or anxiety-producing situations. Anyone who shares the threatening experience or saves them from it is likely to be seen as attractive and may become the focus of emotional attachment. Anxiety may also be confused with attraction. When a girl is drawn to a brutal or frightening figure, the anxiety and fear that he arouses in her are confused with the excitement of emotional attraction, because the symptoms are so similar. Yeah, you know. And then there is a common situation in which we transfer the attraction one person has for us to someone else. For instance, if we are crazy about a particular pop star, you know, a musician, we are likely to find someone who has similar looks attractive. I remember one time back in high school, I had a crush on this girl. She's an actress, and weirdly so, I met another girl who looked exactly like her, and I myself became interested in her and, you know, learning more about her and who she is in person, because now I was seeing the actress in her, you know. I mean, it does actually. Or we may not be attracted to people with red hair because they remind us of a disliked teacher. You know, just because now you disliked a certain teacher at school, and now you meet this person who has maybe the same color as your teacher in high school, now you hate that person or you don't love them. Hey guys, it's sad. Or we are a leg man or a breast man, so we zone in on the particular part of the anatomy that is important to us And if this is right, we are immediately attracted, no matter what the rest is like. In this case, we find ourselves falling. Well, not we, but certain people would find themselves falling in love with a person because of, for example, they make them laugh. And now that blocks everything about that particular person, because now you're too focused on the fact that you're in love with this person because he or she is able to make you laugh. You know, you're not even interested in finding out the other factors about this person. Besides him or her being able to make you laugh. But you know what? Just to take a break from this, I think we should get maybe your views, you know, on what's your take on sexual attraction. And yeah, we'll just take it from then. We'll continue. And oh, what turns you on? What's the definition of turning on? Or hey, I'm turned on. What happens at that time? You know what? I am turned on. You know what takes a person to turn you on? PG-18, ladies and gentlemen. But I'd like to get your views on this topic, which is whatever turns you on, you know, sexual attractions, situational attractions, and sex drive will be our next topic on the coming episode. But before that, we need to get comments from our listeners on what's their take on what I just said. Peace out, guys. Don't worry, I'm back. I'm back and I'm better, baby. And I won't be leaving you anytime soon. Ciao. But before I leave, I'll be playing you a song by Miguel. Guess what it is? Well, the name of the song is Sure Thing. And I hope you enjoy it to the fullest. I need to come down because, wow, I am so, yeah, hyper. It's crazy. I need to breathe. I need to breathe. But either ways, guys, we will meet soon. Within a couple of weeks, maybe. But for now, tune in. Love y'all.